K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get it done.
Podcast 66, clickety-click, here we are. You found the Andy and Ben podcast. I was just laughing to myself. Imagine if you'd clicked the wrong podcast and then the first thing you hear is a bingo call from us.
Yeah, or you were looking for us and then you heard the bingo call and you're like, oh, this can't be it.
This can't be the boys. What's going on?
Yeah, look, don't be afraid by the podcast call, the bingo call, because that's unfortunately how we... That's how we start our show.
To be fair, though, if you haven't heard the bingo call before, you're pretty new to the podcast. We've been rolling this podcast gear out for 10 weeks.
Well, don't make it sound like we roll the same gear out every time, mate.
No, it's always a different number.
I meant the bingo call.
No, I get that. Would you want me to go Roman numbers next time?
No. Well, how are you going to say Roman numbers?
X-X-1. Oh, no thanks.
No, I'll give that a miss.
Yeah, okay. Hey, look, huge podcast to get through. Really quickly, though, if you're new and you don't understand the process here, we are limited edition. We're only up for 6 weeks. So pause it. Go back to our old stuff from 6 weeks ago, which is still relatively new.
Yep.
Listen to them and then proceed with this one.
No, I really like the ploy of saying we're limited edition.
Because it's great.
You want people to collect them.
Yeah.
If you've got the old cassette tape where you can press play and record at the same time to record our podcast, go for it because they are limited edition.
Do it.
Be worth something someday.
I wouldn't have thought so.
What's happening on today's podcast?
Mate, I want to tell everyone about the flight to nowhere. We can now board a flight that literally picks us up and drops us back off at the same spot 7 hours later, but it was the quickest flight to sell out in the world. I'll tell you about that very soon.
And we pay money for that.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Andy, also in Victoria, in Australia, this week there was a bye in the AFL. And we're missing footy finals. They're coming up with no footy on this weekend for the AFL. We thought we'd give my brother a call and see how many cheesy cliches that we could squeeze into a conversation, all that. And more on the podcast this week.
Enjoy.
Andy, last week, I think made no secret of the fact I was running a half marathon.
21Ks, huge feat.
21.1, don't disrespect.
Why is it 0.1?
Because a marathon's 42.2, because it's from miles.
Oh,
so when
and that's what it's...
it to kilometres, you get that little bit extra.
A little bit, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I only learnt that last week, by the way.
Can I stop now? No, keep running, you've got another 100 metres to go.
I had a coach with me, so Matty Gunther, big shout out to him. He, you know, if you're looking for a running coach, go and check him out. But he rode with me the whole time, so he was on a bike.
And I did offer, and you were like, oh, no, mate, it's okay, I've got someone.
Because I just don't think you would have offered as much as he did. You would have said something like, look, mate, I'm just going to ride up a little bit.
Oh, I'm getting bored, you're too slow. Yeah.
exactly. And look, I wanted a little bit of credit for this. So I went online and looked for like virtual runs. I was thinking to myself, if I'm going to run a half marathon,
oh, yeah,
I may as well sign up for something
and
get it ticked off. At the only thing I found was you can sign up on Strava, the app I'm using, to say there's like a badge you can collect to say run a half marathon in September.
Oh, yeah.
Signed up for that. So I got a little bit of kudos.
You got a badge from an app that you didn't originally have the app. So I'd say why
bother?
No.
I use it to
run. You use Strava. Okay.
So it was a nice little thing. It was some sort of, you know, well done. That's what I was looking for.
It's a virtual badge. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's not a medal or anything.
That's what I was looking for, the badge. I was trying to sign up for something for them to be like, hey, well done, well run.
I'll send you out a medal.
I'll send you a medal.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. But look, finished it. Very proud of myself. Got it done. Doesn't matter what time it was. It was probably a little bit on the slower end, but got it done.
But yeah, respect.
Thank you.
I don't care about the time. You've done a half marathon.
Now, the next day, and this is, I feel, when if you're a running coach, if you're listening and you're a running coach out there or you're thinking about starting, I wanted to point out a couple of things.
Okay, here we go. This will be good.
Now, the next day, don't plan to walk anywhere. I played a round of golf the next day.
You played golf after running a half marathon?
Yeah, and fair to say, I would have got a cart next time. My legs were so stiff.
Oh, you still walked it?
Still walked it. You know, fitness is, you know, my body's a temple.
Yeah.
Secondly.
Right. Yeah, here we go.
Find some sort of Vaseline gel that you can take with you because the chafing is extraordinary. Between your thighs is just
not good.
Nice.
Did your nipples bleed?
That is my third point.
Yes.
You don't know that your nipples are shredding.
Yes.
Like absolutely shredding.
Yes.
I got in the shower the next day and it felt like someone had a taser on my nipples. And every time the water hit them, it was like, yeah, 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 take that. I'm never running again.
I was going to say, you're really not selling this whole running thing to us.
Oh, look, the virtual badge was good.
Ben, you would, you'd say that I'm not that sporty. I'm not great at anything. I'm okay.
I reckon, to be fair to you, you're probably the most uncoordinated athletic person in the world because you're quite fit. You go to the gym a fair bit. You do enjoy a healthy lifestyle.
Yep.
But in a sporting context, you're not bad.
I'm a coaster. Yeah, I'm not the worst on the team. No. I'm not the best. I'm just sort of...
You just wouldn't associate sport with you.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you are so athletically built.
And that's one thing I wish that as a child or really, you know, a baby,
yeah.
I wish my mum and dad had sort of just pushed me into a direction.
Yeah.
Put a basketball in my hands.
You hear about that all the time. Like Tiger Woods had a golf club in his hand since he was young.
Ryan Sheckler was doing ollies when he was like a month old.
Not really the same comparison.
Well, a skateboard.
Yeah, but I mean, Tiger Woods to Ryan Sheckler.
Ryan Sheckler? International
Roger
skateboarder.
Federer probably tennis had a tennis racket in his hand.
Andre Agassi. Yeah.
Gary Ablett was always playing footy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, a six-month-old baby over in Utah is water skiing.
Yes.
Now, this, what I thought, is parents, Casey and Mindy, they're just like, you know what? Our baby is going to be a professional water skier. Now, pick a sport, water skiing.
Weird one.
Probably wouldn't have gone down that avenue.
Although, two advantages here.
Not many people are doing it.
Exactly right. Stardom Young is one, and not many people are doing it.
Not much money, I wouldn't have thought, in water sports.
Oh, but if there is some, you'd be taking it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, if you're the only one doing it, you get a little bit of what's there. The thing is, though, they've posted the photo on the Instagram, and a lot of people
copped it. Yeah.
Have just ripped them, saying, you know, this is so irresponsible.
But why?
And I'm sort of like, okay, baby's wearing a life jacket.
Yeah.
No dramas. When you think water skiing, you think big boat, going real fast.
Yeah, doing big flips on some waves. Yeah.
But it's got like sort of a little support rail that you hold.
Yeah.
And the baby is genuinely smile, having the best time ever.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of looks like a mobility thing.
Yep.
That you stand on. But it's on all fours. It's like a podium.
Yeah, correct.
And there's a handle that they hold onto. And the water looks pretty calm.
Looks very calm. Calm-ish. Doesn't look too deep. Like
well,
we
it does look quite deep. But Dad sits there. Like, it's not like they're just letting it go freestyle.
Yeah, they're being watched and the baby's got a life jacket on.
Exactly. What's going to happen?
I can't imagine much. Anyway, they've broken the world record for the youngest baby water skiing, beaten by a couple of days. The old record was 6 months and 10 days. Baby Rich was 6 months and 4 days.
Is the baby's name Rich?
Rich, yeah.
And there's... Yeah. All right. Okay, so they've called the baby Rich. Yeah. They've invested it into sports early.
Yeah.
I feel as though the parents have made a little nest egg here.
They've played their cards right.
Okay, now I'm a bit suspicious. Yeah. Andy, no footy this weekend. We've got a bit of a break because of, obviously, the week before finals. They do a bit of a bye. And there's a bit of a hole to fill this weekend. We've been so used to the footy frenzies and having footy nearly every night.
It's been great.
And we just know now that Geelong would be missing the footy.
Well, footy chat as well, getting players on. I guess we had the All-Australian team announced the other day.
Yep.
But then that's it.
Exactly.
We want more.
Yep. And we love those cliches that the footy players drop. We know that, you know, they don't ever want to get a reporter blowing out what they say.
Yep.
So you do find that the coaches and players stick to the same lines.
Same script.
And we love that.
Well, you know, do we though?
We want to hear it. We want to hear them saying that because we miss the footy.
It's a team effort.
Exactly right. And that's the sort of, that I think that's what we really miss the most about footy. And what we're going to find this weekend without hearing that, it's going to be a bit of a hole left.
Absolutely. So we want to fill that hole. We want to fill the void within you.
We do.
Yes.
So what we did, we called my brother this morning. He is a mad Cats fan.
Yes, through and through.
And I was a bit worried how this would play out because he does get very passionate when talking about the Catters. But what we wanted to do was to try and sneak in as many of those cliche one-liners that the AFL players give when they're talking about their team. So you and I wanted to just fill the shoes of AFL players and see how we go and see how many we can squeeze in. You'll hear a bell every time we get one in.
Here we go.
Hello.
Bobby.
Hey, get your phone off caller ID or I'm going to stop ringing you.
Bobby!
Sorry, mate.
Hey, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Ah, that's a bit better. No, we just want to talk a bit of footy with you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How's how today is meant to be actually grand final day?
Yeah, I know.
It means that the guys can train the house down a bit more, don't you?
What do you mean?
Well, they get an extra
next week. Yeah.
They have an extra week.
Well, yeah, training.
It's supposed to be grand final week this week.
Yeah.
You confident about the Cats? They'd be taking it 1 week at a time.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you're not too... you reckon it's Tigers. It's their brand of footy, the Tigers. It's good. It's fast-paced.
It's a sloppy volleyball crap that works.
Well, that's just their brand of footy, though. They're probably not getting carried away with it.
Nobody kicks the ball. They throw it, and they throw it, and they throw it, and then someone scores.
They do have good scoreboard pressure. Like, when you think about it, when they played the Cats the other week, their scoreboard pressure, they were performing. They got it in, and it was scary.
Did you actually watch the game, Andy, or...?
Well, Bobby, Port Adelaide next week. You'd just be happy to get the 4 points, wouldn't you?
Well, there's no points in a final, mate.
Oh.
We've got to get the win. Although we've got the second chance. We do have the second chance.
Yeah. And if you do win, it'd be full credit to the boys.
You almost don't
want to... I don't know if I'm getting punked here. What's going on?
No, you don't want to get too carried away, though, in the first round of finals.
I reckon he's onto us here. Andy, coronavirus, COVID-19, has restricted a lot. You and I think, we're sort of on the edge of our seats with updates because your birthday is next month.
I know.
And, you know, we'd like to celebrate your 30th.
100%. You didn't get to celebrate your birthday, your 29th.
Only 29th, though, so I've got another 12 months. I should be able to get a 30th in.
You should be right, yeah. True.
Things are going to obviously start to be eased. Restrictions are going to be eased. And we're going to see more and more people at events. Now, weddings are one.
Oh, yeah.
You've been up in the air. It's sort of, what's the rule? It's like 10 people
Five
at a wedding.
Or 10,
Five
yeah.
or 10 at a wedding. But in New South Wales, where they have their weddings, obviously they're a little bit more eased than we are. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to have 150 people at a wedding.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough
yep.
for now, a wedding.
There's a bizarre rule that comes alongside of that in New South Wales that I love. And I think you'll love it too. Yeah. Knowing you in our 10 years of friendship.
You reckon I'm going to be around this rule?
I think you'll be around this rule as well. And hey, I know Daniel Andrew is a busy man. Does find the time to tune in to Andy and Ben on the weekends, 8 till 10.
And if he misses it, he is always checking out the podcast.
So maybe we should put this on the podcast. But the rule that goes alongside it is that they're restricting 20 people to the dance floor.
Oh, okay. All right.
That means if I'm one of 150 people at a wedding, there's a very slim chance I'm going to have to get on that dance floor.
Yeah, all eyes are on you.
I won't have to be there because, you know, the bridal party will be having a boogie.
Your first dance.
And they'll do their thing on there. So the pressure's off me
Absolutely.
To get up and dance. Now, you've obviously pointed out, conversely, if there is a quiet spot in the night
Lull period,
and someone asks me to get up and dance, then all eyes are on you.
Yeah.
Because they're only allowed to have 20 people
130
there.
People watching 20 people dance. It's really awkward.
But if there's like a sign-up sheet to get on the dance floor, I ain't signing it. I don't want to bust out my move.
That's almost what it's going to be like. You know how karaoke, you write down your name on a list
next.
To go up to
yeah.
sing? Yeah. Up next. Oh, it's going to be Ben on the dance floor. What's he going to be doing?
Now I don't have to worry about, you know, dusting the moves off the shopping cart and getting in and out of the tent and the garden hose. And
I know, but there's always that one song after a few drinks, like John Farnham, You're the Voice. And out of nowhere, you find your dancing feet. You think you can dance and you're on that dance floor faster than you. Same bolt.
Yeah, then maybe it's probably a good thing that we've got restrictions.
Benny, flying, it hasn't been on our radar here in Victoria because of everything that's been going on. We can't fly international. We can't fly. Well, we can fly interstate, but we've just got to go into quarantine for a couple of weeks.
My nervousness about this is, because I'll put my own feelings aside for the good of the people, and I can't wait for flights to come back.
That's good of you.
But I'm not a great flyer, and my fear is that when we're allowed to, everyone's going to be rushing to get to flights, and that means I'm going to have to go on one. So this last 6 months has been a bit of a blessing in disguise for me. I haven't been pressured to fly.
Do you feel like planes are like cars, and if you haven't started them for a couple of months?
I won't be getting on one very early. Yeah. I'll let them sit.
Qantas are just on the forefront. They're coming up with all these remarkable ideas. The first thing that they had was selling the business class pajamas with a little goodie bag, and it sold out super fast.
Too quick. When the article came out about that, they were already sold out.
They were already sold, which is such a good idea. They have now just introduced scenic flights. And you think, scenic flights, what's that? It's a 7-hour giant loop around our country. So it doesn't, the plane doesn't actually stop, but it flies around Australia, taking in all the sights.
And
that
you can
we've
be on a
offer.
Plane.
And you get to sit on the plane.
Wow.
134 tickets, 7-hour scenic flight. It starts from Queensland, goes across the Gold Coast, New South Wales, and the Outback. Some of the landmarks that you see, you fly over Sydney Harbour Bridge, you get the Great Barrier Reef, and then you get to do a low flyover other landmarks. The flight will also include onboard entertainment as well as a surprise celebrity host.
To be fair, they could just fly you really high and say, yep, if you look to your left, there's the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
The Sydney.
Just,
there's all the
through
room.
The clouds. Just, you've really got to trust us
squint.
Here.
Hey, great camera opportunity on the right-hand side of the plane. Oh, sorry, too fast. We missed it.
Now, I love the appeal as well as the celebrity host.
Oh,
because
who is it?
Thinking about what this is, and Qantas, I'm sure, have spared no cent here, but we're talking, this would be, you know, 12th place on X Factor.
Yeah.
Or the first evictee on Big Brother. Yeah. Like, we're talking, when we say celebrity
hot, you got hot dogs from, like, 2000 and, from 2003.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm your celebrity host. Sorry, who's this?
And it'll be one of those things where they've got to introduce themselves. And if you've got to introduce yourself and say, hey, you know, I was on Hot Seat. And then
you're not a celebrity anymore.
Yeah, I'd like to see the caliber.
I reckon
the fact that they've said a surprise celebrity host means they haven't booked anything in yet.
They're clutching.
They've got no idea who they're getting, but they're going to get someone.
Look, tickets have already sold out. They range from $770 up to $3,500. The CEO of Qantas, Alan Joyce, said it's probably the fastest selling flight in Qantas history.
But when's the flight?
I don't know when it's going, but you'd think off the back of the success, they'll have another joy flight, another 7-hour scenic flight.
You're not doing afternoons with Jeansy anymore. Stampsy's back off holidays. You're free.
Actually,
could you be the celebrity host?
Tell you what.
Have that. You are the sort of bottom of the barrel that they would get. Just loud, and you did a little bit of reality TV.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. Now, Benny, I know you're enjoying the podcast, but that's us done. We're all finished for the week.
All good things must come to an end, and that's okay. I'll live with that.
Have you set your timer?
No.
Monday, 9 a.m. You got to do it.
Oh, for the podcast. I was like, is it daylight savings?
That is coming up very soon.
Yeah.
I think that's next week or the week after.
Not sure. When you said, have you set your timer? That's the only reason.
Yeah, for the podcast, of course.
Yeah.
Or daylight savings.
Yeah, no. It's been a good show, mate. Yeah. Got a thought of the week?
Yeah.
Andy and Ben's thought of the week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
I've got one.
Oh, you've got one?
Yeah, have you got one? I thought.
I quickly thought of one because I wasn't sure if it was me today or not.
Oh, no. Well, I've got a good one.
Okay.
I would like to know if your body every night, so depending on the day you've had, I wonder if there's an optimum time. So you know how, like your phone battery, for example, if you've got 40%, you know that's going to need about a 20-minute on charge to get
100%. It needs more than 20 minutes.
Nah, well, let's say for example.
Okay.
But if it was on 10%, it might need 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And if it was on 90%, it might just need 5.
Okay.
I wonder if your body is like that, where if you have a big day, there is an optimum time where you hit 100%. And if you sleep any side of that, you're going to wake up feeling groggy.
Groggy.
Because
I do like this.
Because I've had days where I've gone to bed at, you know, 1 a.m.
Yep.
And I've woken up at 7, and I've had the day.
And you're fine.
Yeah. And I've had days where I've gone to bed at 9.
Yeah.
Gotten up at 6 a.m. and I can't function.
Good night, Irene.
So I'd like to know if every day there's like an optimum.
Because a lot of doctors and stuff say you need your 8 hours.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a blanket rule. Let's not throw a blanket over human beings.
Maybe I don't. Maybe my optimum is like a 6 hour.
6.5.
If I've had an easy day. Yeah. Maybe I need 7 on a tough day.
On a tough day.
I just want to know.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Ponder that for the week. Check yourself. Ooh. Just, you know, test yourself. Give yourself different ranges. See what happens. Wake up at the same time.
Do it.
See how you go.
And let us know. We'd love to hear from
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, get around it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got to get out of here. Like and subscribe. Do all that. Like we said, set your alarms Monday, 9 a.m. New podcast dropping. See you guys.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.